Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former U.S. President Donald Trump officially accepted the Republican nomination for president Thursday night at the Republican National Convention, giving a speech that was partially different in tone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In softer and more deeply personal terms than usual, Trump laid out Saturday's shooting, saying if he hadn't moved his head at the last instant, he would not be on the Milwaukee stage.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
That was the first part of one of the modern era's longest convention speeches at nearly 93 minutes. Trump veered into his usual partisan speech of a stolen election and Democrat ineptitude.
We are indeed a nation in decline.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A widespread technology outage is disrupting flights around the globe, as well as banks and media outlets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Escalating disruptions continued hours after the technology company said it was gradually fixing an issue affecting access to Microsoft 365 apps and services. The website Down Detector, which tracks user-reported internet outages, recorded growing outages in services at Visa, ADT Security and Amazon, and airlines including American Airlines and Delta. News outlets in Australia have reported that airlines, telecommunication providers, and banks and media broadcasters were disrupted as they lost access to computer systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A magnitude 7.4 earthquake has hit northern Chile near its border with Argentina late Thursday night. There have been no reports of major damage. This is VOA News. Russia is seeking an 18-year prison sentence for U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, who is on trial for alleged espionage charges. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. vehemently deny the charges. U.S. officials and the Wall Street Journal are denouncing the secretive and speedy trial as a sham and illegitimate. Court officials say prosecutors made the request for an 18-year sentence during closing arguments in a closed-door session in Yekaterinburg in the Ural Mountains. The 32-year-old was arrested in March 2023 on a reporting trip in the city. Authorities claim, without offering any evidence, that he was gathering secret information for the U.S. I'm Donna Warder.
A day after hosting a forum of European leaders at Blenheim Palace, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer pressed on with his bid to raise Britain's role in international affairs by inviting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to address his cabinet.
And I know I speak for every person in this room, the whole government, in saying you have our unshakable support. We will stand with you and the people of Ukraine for as long as it may take.
Zelensky told Starmer and his cabinet of ministers that long-range missile capability is key to his country's efforts in the war against Russia, but he was thankful for the UK support thus far.
We in Ukraine are extremely grateful for such leadership, and I hope we can achieve the main goals of our agreement during the years your government is in office.
A large blast from a drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others, Israeli emergency services said. The unmanned aircraft did not trigger air raid alarms, and residents told Reuters that they were woken up by a loud noise.
This sound of this drone was like a vibration that woke me right up, and then the explosion rattled the whole building. I thought our building got hit because everything was falling from the ceiling and the windows blew out in my room.
Israeli Army said initial investigation suggests the strike was made by a long-range Iranian-made drone flying from Yemen. Yemen-based Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attack. Police and security officials fired bullets and tear gas at protesters in Bangladesh on Friday as internet and mobile services were cut off after days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. The latest clashes followed the bloodiest day of the protest to date, with local media reporting 22 people killed as protesting students attempted to impose a complete shutdown of the country. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.